Can I talk about golf?
It's much better talking about golf.
Yeah, because they talk about golf on TikTok as well. They talk about everything on TikTok. My guest is Fortune Gwili Sibanda.
Yep.
Government Relations and Public Policy Director at TikTok South Africa. I'm so glad you've kind of volunteered some time to come and chat about TikTok.
I'm happy to be here, Clarence. Thank you.
I can't keep up. I can't keep up. At one stage, I can't keep up. Listen, I've just mastered Facebook, and now you're telling me I'm old-fashioned because the other one
you're
is also
never too old.
Yeah, and now I'm seeing TikToks of my granny on it.
Nice.
Yeah, I thought it was a young people thing. Only.
No, not at all. It's actually a very, very diverse community of users and creators. You know, after the show, I can give you a few tips. There are actually very few nice golf creators that have got awesome content.
You're missing something here, Fortune.
What?
I'm a radio man. I'm not a visual man.
Oh, yeah.
So I can change you. There's
you
a reason why I'm a radio man.
What's the reason?
I got the perfect face for radio, Fortune.
Ah, you don't want people to see you. Ah, there we go.
I need to understand, Fortune. What is it about TikTok? Why do you think it is the global success that it is?
I think the one big appeal about TikTok is authenticity. You can be yourself. Yeah.
There's a lot
definitely.
Of actors so, there.
No. Definitely. So all you need is a mobile phone, right, with data. You don't need makeup. No. You don't need high-end editing skills. You know, literally just be yourself. The authenticity is the key thing about TikTok. And on the consumer side of the app is how it's driven around your interests, right? So what you like. So we're having a conversation before we started here that you play golf. So if you start watching, you know, content around golf and stuff like that, you'll meet other awesome creators or, you know, other awesome videos around golf. So it's really about you.
Yeah, I really don't think the quality of golf that I play enables me to be a creator. Or maybe there's an opportunity now not to play golf. Yeah. That's also creating stuff. TikTok's been in the news of late. You're getting some flack. In the US as well. I don't know if you can comment on that, but essentially you've got 9 months to sell your interest in TikTok or be banned in the US.
Oh, well, I don't cover the US market, to be honest, so I'm not really qualified to talk about that. But I think it's important to say this is a process. It's just the beginning of a process.
Yeah,
we don't know where it's going to lead, so we can watch the space.
Yeah, so the Americans are like anti the Chinese, and because there's Chinese ownership of TikTok, they are scared that it could be employed for purposes of what? Spying?
We have dispelled all these rumors. All these fears really is unfounded. Yeah. There's quite a lot of work that we've done in America to demonstrate how we protect user data, specifically in that country. But I think it suffices to say let's keep watching this space and see where it goes. Yeah.
I thought your CEO is really impressive. He's from Singapore, is he?
Oh yeah, he's very inspirational. Yeah.
I see he only takes the best, only Rhodes University.
There you go.
Alumni.
He's got good taste. But look, Shaw is also very passionate about safety on the platform. You know, every time when we have these internal meetings, he keeps talking about safety is our North Star. He wants us to be the most trusted brand in the next 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
So there's quite a lot of work that's going in this space.
And while there's a cold war, regardless of your efforts on that particular front, it's going to remain kind of tenuous.
Yeah, it's a challenge that we relish. I think for us, we want to prove ourselves, especially to our user community.
It's going to be difficult to convince because the conversation is about elections in South Africa. And are you teaming up with the IEC to enable credible information to filter through to your users? It's going to be difficult to convince people that TikTok can be a credible medium or?
Not at all.
Oh, okay. Enlighten me.
So look, first of all, TikTok is an entertainment platform, right?
It's not a news platform.
No, we are not the space for breaking news and that kind of, you know, information. We are it's user-generated content. Users are on the platform to express their opinions or ideas or to share stuff that they're hearing from their corners of the world. So it's not the go-to place for breaking news. You come to stations such as yourselves for breaking news, where we've got journalists that are trained to actually produce that kind of content. But that said, obviously, on platforms, there's quite a lot of discussions, there's quite a lot of talk, which is why a few days ago we were announcing the launch of our Elections Hub, which we partnered with the Electoral Commission of South Africa. Really, the main point around that center is to make sure that we surface accurate information to help our community to be able to access it, to be able to actually separate fact from fiction ahead of the elections.
And I want to understand that. And you are a Rhodes graduate. You understand news and the principles thereof. This app services 8 billion people in the world, and with my very short experience on talk radio, I'm nearly convinced that there are 8 billion different opinions on anything. So how do you separate the good news from the bad news?
No, look, first of all, our user base...
Well, the good opinions from the bad opinions, right?
Look, as in real life, how do you separate that?
It's my gut instincts.
There you go. And this is also something that we talk about, especially to our user community. So in collaboration, in combination with the launch of this election center, we're also doing a lot of digital literacy. So educating users precisely about what you're talking about, how they can sift through some of the content that they are seeing. So making them aware that not necessarily everything that you hear from every Tom, Dick and Jane is necessarily the truth. So we are saying to them,
that's ultimately your responsibility.
Do not be part of the problem in sharing misinformation. Think about it before you share. You stop. You think about it before you just share. And just like in real life, really, evaluate some of this stuff before you believe it. So there's quite a lot of that kind of content that we're putting out in nice, short, catchy, you know, TikTok-y type of videos so that people can get the message across. And in many languages, the latest, the announcement that we made yesterday was that for the first time in this kind of content, we're also introducing South African sign language in addition to 5 other locally spoken languages. So we're trying as much as possible to reach our diverse community with that messaging.
I'm chatting to Fortune Gwili Sibanda, Government Relations and Public Policy Director at TikTok South Africa. So the buck kind of more or less stops here. An opportunity for you to interact with a director of TikTok in South Africa. It's available to you now. And if you want to talk maybe directly to the conversations that we're having, how can TikTok assist the IEC in getting really credible information out there and maybe pointing the necessary fingers in the misinformation that I have no doubt is going to proliferate the space. If you have any questions about it, via WhatsApp at 0725671567. Your calls anytime at 0214460567. Okay, finding out more about TikTok. This is absolutely a fascinating conversation. And we're talking to Fortune Gwili Sibanda, Government Relations and Public Policy Director at TikTok South Africa. And again, an invitation for you to put your questions through via WhatsApp, 0725671567. There's a message or two in. Let's take a listen, Joe.
The following group of people that appear here should be registered and going to vote on the 29th of May, 2020.
Sorry, I didn't get that one. But here's a message in. I'm a self-confessed TikTok addict. I think it's a brilliant idea that the IEC is using it to disseminate correct information. He's saying as a TikTok addict, my knee-jerk response is doesn't sound good.
No.
Do you get something like a TikTok addict?
No. That actually doesn't sound very good. In fact... one of the campaigns that we do, I think we're one of the first in platforms where we actively talk to our users about such issues as screen addiction. Wellness is a big part of it, of at TikTok. So we find that we've got tools such as default screen limits, for example, on your phone. On my own phone, I limit my access to the app 20 minutes a day. So I can view the content that I want to view. And if 20 minutes is up, then a reminder pops up saying, hey, your time is up. So this is actually a very important issue to discuss. Screen addiction is not the way to go.
So maybe be mindful. I don't think it was intended as such.
Yes,
but be mindful of screen time.
Yeah. Lift up your head, do other things. Screen time, because you can just play golf, definitely. because you can just be scrolling, and before you know it, an hour has passed. And I don't think that's good.
Yeah, there is a voice note in. Let's take a listen.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I think TikTok, so basically, I mean, the guy's saying that they create echo chambers. They stick you in what you look like so you never ever get exposed to the other side. It's what's destroying this world. It's making everyone more extreme because all you get is your view, and it becomes more and more extreme as it focuses in on what you believe and what you see. So you never see the other side. You never get exposed to anything else.
Yeah, it's not the first time I hear that, and you've said it now as well, the polarity, the echo chambers. And I'm not instinctively going to go search for an opinion that is outside of where I'm at, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, TikTok is actually a very, very diverse community. You know, we're actually just talking to some folks yesterday back in Johannesburg, showing, you know, what's trending. What have been the most popular sort of content categories in Johannesburg? So from sport, lifestyle, you know, food, music, cooking, dancing, and lately, obviously, the issue around the elections. There's quite a lot of content that you can get on the app. And we always encourage our user community to be able to seek out different kinds of content. You know, you can also, we've got this cool feature where you can refresh your feed, right? You can actually detox your feed if you feel like I'm getting more of the same creators, I'm getting more of the same content. You can actually go to your settings and refresh your feed, and tomorrow you'll be saved out totally new.
Is that deactivating the algorithms, getting the AI out of the equation?
No, not necessarily. You're just saying, refresh it so that you can now start to see new content. Remember also the way that the For You page works. Maybe that's why this listener is saying it's more of the same. The way the feed works is that if you interact with certain kinds of content, obviously the assumption is that you enjoy this kind of content, right? So you can see a bit more of it. So if I go to your page, I know you don't have a TikTok page, Clarence, but if I go to your page and I watch your video, I like it, I comment on it, or I reshare it, potentially what it's saying is that I like content from Clarence. So next time when Clarence puts out a new video, you can't get a notification that says, hey, do you want to check this out from Clarence? He just put out a new video. And that helps you direct you to your interests, right? But it doesn't necessarily mean that you are now only going to get content from you. Yeah. There's quite a lot of factors that come in.
Let us just understand in closing.
Yeah.
What are you seeking to protect voters from with this kind of joint effort with the IEC?
So there are two levels. For us, primarily is the issue of protecting the integrity of the platform. This is something that we take very seriously so that people are able to access genuine content and correct information. On the second level is actually also protecting the integrity of civic processes such as elections. You don't want to end up in situations where there's bad content that is...
Give me an example of that so we understand it.
So, for example, the trends you would see around covert influence operations, where maybe people are...
That's going to happen, right?
Yes, but then the question is, what are we doing about it, right? One thing that I'm really, really passionate about, and I always said when I talk to people, is that in the absence of accurate information, the rumors and the false news thrives. So this is why we partner with the likes of the IEC to say, put out the accurate information about the elections so that when people are looking for information about this, they can be redirected to the website, to the portal. So what we now, what we actively do, first of all, we push notifications. We send push notifications, or when a user searches for South Africa elections 2024, there's something that pops up that says, if you want to know more about the elections, click click here. Then you click there, you go to the center that we launched, and then the center has got all that information. So in a way, we're trying to corral you to the right sources, to the accurate information that can help you make an informed decision when it comes to voting.
I know he wants it. He wants it. But I've spoken to a lot of creators, and there's an enthusiasm that they got about their life, a reason for being. Is it legitimately so? Does it come with revenue and income, those creators, those influencers that you have on your platform?
It's actually very real. We've seen many creators, being able to use the platform to, create content, put themselves out there, put their art or their creativity out there, and they get recognized in the real world, so to speak. I mean, let's talk about Tyler, for one, from being a TikTok creator to being a Grammy award winner. I know that's an extreme, one in a million kind of case, but we're seeing quite a lot of changes happening in the lives of creators because of platforms such as TikTok.
Give us a sense of the kind of money that creatives are making directly from TikTok.
I wouldn't be able to disclose that. I don't know how much money. I don't know how much money you make.
Actually, neither do I.
There you go. So it depends, man. Some creators, they partner with brands, they do
endorsements. But I'm saying directly from the platform.
I wouldn't be able to.
But there is earnings directly from the platform.
There is earnings directly from the platform, yes.
Okay, and then they're making on the side partnering with brands.
Some will also work with them to do campaigns. So, for example, the digital literacy campaigns we're doing right now for elections, we select some creators who actually come in and do some content in the various languages.
But there's some stuff that reached us about young people that are multimillionaires in hard currency from elsewhere in the world, from the East. That is a reality. That's not nonsense, right? Off the back of this platform.
Yeah, there are people that have earned very good livelihoods on TikTok, yes.
Okay, I'm not going to get more than that. I really appreciate your time and your insights. Thank you very much. Fortune Magwili Sibanda, Government Relations and Public Policy Director at TikTok. Brings the time to 11 o'clock. It's time for Eyewitness News.